set them kind of out to one side. When night comes, a lot of times put them under a tub or something.
No special house for them, though, huh?
Don't have.
You don't have a special house for them, though.
Well, yeah, we have had, but we don't try to raise any chickens now, hardly, but used to have what they call a brooder house. Yeah. That is a brooder house out there, but I've let it go down and tear waste out there. But that used to keep young chickens out there a long time ago.
Well, it looks good, even now.
Yeah, well, it does look good, but the roof's bad on it.
Oh.
Yeah. This is a wash house right here.
That's a good sound. Yeah, that's a building.
House there is all right. Old man Roosevelt put a lot of them to work, you know, when they had them WPA men. Well, there's one of them built that. You know, when they had them camps.
Yeah.
What did they call them camps? They put all them boys
in. CCC?
Yeah. Well, there's a WPA man that built that. He lived right back out over there, and he worked one summer on them around for the government, that WPA work. And then that fall, he kind of got caught up, and I got him building that house there.
Learned the trade, huh?
Yeah, he learned it. Laid them rocks that way.
Looks like a nice job.
Yeah, it's
job.
Good stout house.
Boy, getting built like that, you don't have to worry about the wind.
That's got a lot of cement in it. And a lot of them sandstone rocks.
You get those? I guess you said you got those for your...
Yeah, they're all around. Yeah, them come from right back east here, them rocks there.
If you get too much stuff in your pocket and it goes out like this, what do you say it does?
Well, you mean, what do you call it?
Yeah.
I don't...
Bulger.
Huh?
Bulger.
You mean you put too much stuff in your pockets?
Yeah, and it sticks out like that. You say your pocket does what?
Yeah. I don't know hardly what you would call that.
Bulges, or?
But what?
It bulges out? Bulges out?
Yeah, well, that's what it'd do. It'd be a bulging out, all right, yeah.
That's certainly uncomfortable, isn't it?
No, it's not. Can't never manage to get anything in by it much.
I'm that way, too, in my... My jeans.
Yeah,
I can get it in, but I can't get it out.
Pocket knife's about all. Little old pocket book.
Did you have trouble with your shirts when you were a boy? You'd buy a shirt and it'd fit fine till it was washed?
I didn't buy any shirts.
Oh, your mother made them, huh?
Yeah, my mother made them.
Would they fit all the time?
Yeah, they'd fit pretty good, them shirts would.
Even after
I can't remember how old I was when I got a bought shirt. I don't remember, but I can remember when she used to make them. But I don't remember about a bought shirt. I guess about probably went to buy a shirt when I was about 15 years old or something. But I can't hardly remember about that.
I remember as a boy, I'd get a shirt and put it on and wear it, and it'd fit fine, and my mother would wash it.
Well, it'd draw up thin, wouldn't it?
Oh, man, that was an awful feeling. I think my tongue was hanging out a foot.
Well, that one reason, I guess, it'd draw up so bad they'd boil them in them old wash pots. That'd make one draw up. Put that hot water to them.
When you had the orchard,